Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this time, and thank you for the opportunity to just share with you the love and the grace that we have. And it is like that little scripture song about what the manner of love the Father has given to us, that we have been adopted into His family, and we are called the children of God. He created the heavens and the earth. He created man out of the dust. He breathed life into him. And the scripture says, God realized that it wasn't good for man to be alone. So he created a whole bunch of animals. And that didn't fill his heart. So I know he needs a woman. And he created Eve. And we come from that long line of God's love from Adam and Eve. Even though they sinned, God still loved them. And they said to him one day, why do you got a fig leaf in front of you, Adam? Well, I'm naked. He said, how do you know you're naked? You ate that fruit, didn't you? But he still loved them, and he got an animal skin and covered them up. That love extends to us this very, very day, 2,000 years from Christ's birth to now, because he came to show us the way. Father, thank and praise you for this day. Thank you for this little church. Thank you for the people that are in it. I am so blessed to know that most of them have you in your heart, Lord, and that's a wonderful thing. But sometimes we just drift away from it, and it kind of gets cloudy in our heart, and we just need to make a recommitment. That's a good thing for Lent, Lord, so thank you for that. We're looking for a church home. We pray that they might consider this little church called Bethel, because its name means the house of God, and you live here today, Lord, and we thank you for that in Yeshua's name. Amen.